Just one interesting remez regarding the Haftarot that we read during the weeks of Ben HaMesarim and then the weeks following Tisha B'Av. As we know, there are 10 designated Haftarot. Those are the three Haftarot that they call Tlata de Puranuta that are read during the Ben HaMesarim Shabbatot and then followed by Shav de Nehamata. The seven Haftarot that talk about the consolation of Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. There is a remez regarding these Haftarot. If we go back to Parashat Lech Lecha, in Perek Tet Vav, in Pasuk Yud Tet, Borei Olam is promising Avraham Abinu the land and all the nations. So the Pasuk writes, Etakeni v'etakenizi v'etakadmoni. ואת החיטי ואת הפריזי ואת הרפאים ואת האמורי ואת הכנעני ואת הגרגשי ואת היבוסי. So that she says that it listed over here 10 nations, even though we know that Yoshua ben Nun only conquered 7 nations. So he says, who are these extra 3 nations? He says they are the Keni, the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni. Who are those nations? The nations of Ammon, Moab, and Edom. And he writes that those nations are not going to be conquered until Mashiach comes. Those are still outstanding. And therefore we see that there's a separation between the three nations and the seven nations. Seven nations were conquered already. That's Keneged Shav de Nehamata. However, the three nations that haven't been conquered yet, that's Ammon and Moab and Edom, that's Gimel de Puranuta. And therefore the Hachamim say that these 3 weeks will turn into Yamim Tovim La'atid Lavo when the three nations are conquered. So therefore there's Remazim over here regarding the situation that we're going to be in Be'ezat Hashem, the situation that will be after the coming of the Mashiach. That's the hint in the 3 and the 7.